In one way, this month becomes very important for humanity itself. 2006, September, is almost a milestone in the history of humanity. Why? Because humanity is now has a guaranteed development towards divinity. You understand? Every human being now can become a doctor if he wants to read, can become an engineer if he wants to read, can become a chartered accountant if he wants to read, if he wants to apply. The present day humanity can do anything. The only thing required is give the time for it. If you want to become a doctor, you cannot become a doctor in one day. But if you are prepared to work hard, you can become a doctor. Anyone born anywhere, you accept this statement? He can become an engineer. He can become an astronaut. He can go into interplanetary travels. And we have harnessed at least three distinct energies in nature. One is the solid state of matter. Especially we have conquered the metals. Metals do our bidding. Even an iron can float in water because we want it to float. Technically a small grain of iron can't float on water. It goes down, it sinks. But you can have a mega city on a waters. You are understanding the point. You have conquered solid state. So anything which is solid, you can mold it to your requirements. If you know the process. Liquids, ditto. Gases, ditto. All gases you can utilize as you want to use it. You can use hydrogen, you can use chlorine, you can use nitrogen. We have oxygen cylinders to support systems. So these three are now in our control. The solid state, the liquid state, and the gaseous state. One thing which we have to learn from the rishis of the ancients is the technology. The present day technology depends on high pressures and high temperatures. You can create electricity, you can create heat, you can run steam engines, you can run anything, any communication system, anything. The only thing required is you should have to utilize high pressures and high temperatures. The same thing which we do at high pressures and high temperatures outside our body does it at a constant temperature and constant pressure. Your heart pumps blood. Do you know how much long the blood flows in our body? Nearly 6,000 miles, or probably 60,000 miles, if I am corrected. Your body has a blood flowing system which covers 60,000 miles and non-stop it goes. The moment you take your birth till you are in the grave, continuously non-stop that small pump pumps blood. Can any municipality for its water system can give you that guarantee? With all our modern technology, with all their maintenance departments, whereas you don't maintain your body, you try to harass your body, you try to spoil your body, even then the body is at same temperature and same pressure.